Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
It's not clear to me just exactly how much money Sam Page is willing to spend to try to somehow prove that he's right in this situation with the county prosecutor's office. But he's lost twice now, it appears to me, and is still planning to fight this thing, maybe to the Missouri Supreme Court. We've asked Beavis Shock from shocklaw.com to join us this morning to talk a little more about that. Beavis, good morning to you.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Mark?
I can hear you. Yeah, it sounds like you're in court already.
No, I'm walking out of my Starbucks so I go outside so I can hear you without background more.
Did you get us a drink that you're planning to drop off?
I'll bring it right over.
Perfect.
We appreciate that, Beavis. I always appreciate your willingness to join us early because I know you're up getting your coffee each morning.
I am. Reading my Wall Street Journal and U-City Loop. Great place.
Absolutely.
Crazy homeless people and stuff. It's just fantastic over here. You can't imagine the difference between the U-City Loop and the Clayton elegance that my friend calls it Maine. In Maine, it's Central and Forsyth. I mean, everybody's in there with a suit on looking all serious and stuff. But Melissa Smith is in there this morning with a smile on her face because she's getting sworn in at 11 o'clock sharp, which is the same moment that Wes Bell will get sworn in Washington at noon his time. So
yes.
We're moving forward.
It looks like it. So you weren't surprised by this decision by the court yesterday?
Well, I told you on the radio 3 weeks ago that it took 10 minutes for me to look up the answer to the question. And I was correct. I mean, I could have been wrong, I guess. But see, here's the way this thing works. The court issued an 8-page opinion. And basically, I'm going to explain just a second about the structure of our government. We have a tic-tac-toe board. So that we have legislative, executive, and judicial on the federal and state level, right? Those are the three branches across. Then up and down, the three levels are the federal government, the state government, and the local government. So what this thing came down to was, could the local government, the lowest level, appoint this position, or would it be at the state level? Well, see, you think about it. The law says the governor can appoint the prosecuting attorney unless the law says otherwise. But the law is that the local government only is in charge of local stuff. And so condemnation and little things. But the position of prosecuting attorney, I mean, every single prosecuting case prosecuted says it to stop state of Missouri versus schmuck perp. And here's the deal. The prosecutor is a function of the state. It's
yes.
not a local thing. And that's what the opinion said. They've already asked the Supreme Court to hear the case. I mean, that's already in the file. I looked at it this morning. I don't know whether it was filed late yesterday or early this morning, but they probably had it written before they got the opinion. They knew they were going to lose.
How much money has Sam Page wasted here to do this, to take it to court, because he's so mad that he didn't win?
So his attorney's named Neil Perryman. Neil is a real respected guy. I've had cases with him. Very honorable man. I'm sure he said, I'm thinking of a number. Hey, can I say one more thing that actually is really important about this?
Please.
Here's the main thing. You got me 30 more seconds?
Oh, absolutely. You got plenty of time.
Think about it. If we had it the other way and we had a corrupt county executive, who's going to prosecute him? He's going to assassinate the prosecuting attorney, appoint his own guy, and he'll be immune from, or he won't be immune, but the new person he appoints won't prosecute him. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to have a guy who could be subject to prosecution by the prosecutor appoint the prosecutor. That's nuts.
Good point. I
yeah.
mean, look at Steve Stanger and what happened with that whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a corrupt dude. The feds went after him.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
That's another thing to understand about structured government. You know, I could talk about this for hours. I'm sure it would interest every single listener. But it really is important to understand that it's good to have two kind of prosecuting entities. The federal government prosecutes perps, and the state prosecute perps. Because if a state official does something, that person is all tied up in the politics of the county. That's how they got their position. And so there really isn't a lot of incentive to go after the guy. That's why the federal government, the main prosecutor for the federal government for local corruption is named Hal Goldsmith. When Hal Goldsmith calls you and says, "Have your attorney call me, sir," you know you got a problem.
Yeah, I've met Hal before. Yeah.
Hal is a real, real good guy, and he is quite a prosecutor. So anyway, the whole point of this thing is that I guess if there was local corruption, the feds could get after it. But it's better to have your county officials appointed, the people who work in the county, but for major state government functions, need to be appointed by the state government.
Yeah. So are you as baffled as I am then that he would expect a different outcome from the Supreme Court? Do you think the Supreme Court will even agree to hear the case?
I don't think they'll hear it. They might, but they'll probably just affirm. I can't imagine they do it. The state court said, "Hey, this looks like it's pretty cut and dried, but it is kind of in slight some new nuances in the thing." So the Supreme Court may weigh it. I would say this guy Van Ostrom, who Page wanted to appoint, quit his job when he got the notice that he was going to get appointed. Well, he may not be smart enough to be prosecuting attorney in St. Louis County. I assume he'll get his job back.
Well,
did he work for Hal Goldsmith? That's a good question.
I don't think Hal would have him on his team.
But, and he already had a temporary office, right? Wasn't Page setting him up with some space in the county building? So I guess he had to clear that out for Melissa to move her stuff in.
Well, she's going to get the big office,
yes.
So...
Yeah, it's coming.
She's getting the one in the corner. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Beavis, enjoy that coffee this morning, my friend. We appreciate your input on all this.
Fun to talk to you guys. Call me anytime. It's great to be on your radio show. Bye-bye.
We'll do it. Talk to you later. Beavis Shock, shocklaw.com. He's cracking me up there.
But we'll see him this morning when he drops our coffee off.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah,
he'll be here shortly.
Bring that downtown. Maybe that's where News Channel 5 is looking, over there in the Central West End somewhere, in big sprawling lot they could find with some private parking.
People would love that. It would just be very expensive, I would guess.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But they say they're gonna stay in the city. So we'll see what happens. I'm still surprised they're not looking for a spot in the county. I'm surprised Sam Page is wasting your taxpayer money by continuing to appeal this, because I don't know what the billable hours are for that attorney Beavis was talking about, but I'm sure it's not cheap to pay his hourly rate to appeal something that's been a slam dunk at both court decisions so far in favor of Mike Parson for as long as he remains governor, which I guess is till the 13th when the new governor is sworn in down in Jeff City. All right, quick break here. We'll get to a check of business with Nicole Murray coming up in just a few minutes. And in other news at about 6:45, we'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.